Hi, teacher friends. Welcome to the Lessons Learned podcast. I'm Becca Foxwell, and if we haven't met before, I'm an award-winning first grade teacher turned stay-at-home mama to two truck-loving little boys. And I am on a mission to help teachers learn to calm the chaos in their hearts, lives, and classrooms. See, it took reaching burnout for me to realize in order to teach well, you have to be well. So this podcast is for you. You spend all day pouring into the lives of your students, and I want to spend the next couple of minutes pouring back into your heart. Because here's a lesson I've learned. You can't pour from an empty cup. So grab your favorite coffee, or if you're like me and are not a coffee drinker, maybe a berry protein smoothie shake. Can't say that word today. And be ready to dive into our lesson as we talk about the importance of celebrating more than academics and also discovering the gift of each child. I am so glad you're here today. It's hard to believe that we are already nearing the end of the school year. In some ways, it feels like, didn't it just start, or wasn't it just Christmas time? But the countdown is on. I've talked to a lot of my teacher friends, and the countdown is on. I know the end of the year gets crazy. Spring fever has kicked in. I remember the days. The countdown is definitely on. It's okay to, like, you can love your job and love being a teacher and also be excited for summer. So it's, again, we live life in and. So it's totally okay. And you might also be at the point where you're just also feeling totally exhausted and burnout and really needing summer. And that's okay too. We're going to make it. The end is coming. But today we're going to really just talk about, as we get to the end of the year, a lot of times we have special traditions. One of my favorite traditions in the classroom was having an end of the year award ceremony. And I'm just going to talk today a little bit about my heart behind that, about my heart behind why I wanted to celebrate more than academics when it came to the end of the year awards. And also just about, again, about the gift of each child. So I'm going to start off with a little story. I was the kid in elementary school that did not like gym class. I know. Weird, right? I mean, I just remember all my friends being like, my favorite day is gym day. And as a first grade teacher, it was my kid's favorite day too. Our gym teacher at our school was fantastic. And I mean, maybe if I'd had him as my gym teacher, I would have liked gym more, because I feel like he made every child feel special, regardless of their ability of sports and things like that. But anyways, in elementary school, I kind of dreaded gym day. I really dreaded gym day, especially when, like, this is going to date me a little bit because I don't think they do this anymore, but we would have like rope day, like hanging from the ceiling. And like they had this like cargo net you had to climb, and you had to reach like a certain point to like pass or to get the grade for the class. It was just not my favorite day of the year, but a lot of the other kids, it was their favorite day. But one day in gym class, I remember specifically, I probably was like late elementary school. We were playing floor hockey. And again, I was a kid that like got picked last. Just was not my area of expertise. I have embraced it. It is okay. I've tried every single sport, been on sports teams, worked so hard, and it's just somehow not my gift. But this particular day in elementary school, it was floor hockey day. And we were playing, I was on my side of the team, shows you my sports talk here. I was on my team, and I remember the ball got hit to me, and the goal was open. And I was like so excited, and I took the shot, and like actually made the goal. It was like the first time ever I had like made the goal. So excited. I just remember the adrenaline rushing, the excitement going that I had actually made the goal. And I turned around expecting everyone to be cheering. And instead of everyone cheering, I looked at my gym teacher and my teammates that were like shaking their head. You know, like that slow motion movie where everyone's kind of like, no, it's like in slow motion. I feel like that's what it was like in that moment. Friends, I had shot it in the wrong goal. I put it in like the other team's goal. Like it wasn't the goal that our team got a point for. And I just remember thinking, oh, why can't I get this right? But it's just been part of my story of like realizing that this is not an area of where I am exceptionally gifted in. It's just not. Sports is not. My brother, on the other hand, fantastic at sports. My boys already seem to have more ability in sports. I'm very thankful that they probably won't experience that same feeling as I did in elementary school. And actually, other times. There's another time in college that a similar story happened in my soccer class. We had to take like a fitness class, and it was like one of them was like volleyball and soccer. Volleyball, I'm actually not awful at. I like that one a little bit more. Anyways, I digress. But it just made me realize as I became a teacher that like not everyone is gifted the same way, right? Like we each, I believe we are each created on purpose for a purpose. We have been given different gifts, different abilities, different personalities to do a specific purpose. And it's okay that we're not good at all the things. It's okay that I am not gifted at sports and especially floor hockey. But I have other gifts and other things that I believe God uses to fulfill my purpose. But it was a huge thing that in my classroom, I had this mantra in my first grade classroom that we said repeatedly is that everyone is different and different is the beauty of life. I'm going to say that one more time. Everyone is different and different is the beauty of life. It is okay that we are all not the same. And I would talk to my kids about like, some of us are really good at reading. It comes naturally. It's easy to do. Some of us have to work really, really hard to learn how to read. Some of us are really good and on the sports field. Others like me, not so much. No matter how hard we try, it just can't seem to be. I remember I had a student that struggled so much academically, but he could carry a perfect pitch. Like I remember when we'd sing so many songs in my first grade classroom, he like was always on pitch and key and could harmonize. Like that is, I believe, a God-given gift that he had. Like that is a gift that he has that like not many people have, especially at that young of an age. I had other students that were just like so creative and artistic that could like, I would try drawing like, you know, on the board for different activities. And I don't know if I was trying to draw like a dog. I think everyone was like, Mrs. Foxwell, that looks like a cow. And I was like, I know, but remember, we do our best. We do our best. And that's the best I've got right now. So we're going with it. We're going to pretend it's a dog. But it's so important to teach this truth to our kids and to our students that everyone is different and different is the beauty of life. That we aren't going to be like anybody else. I remember having my kids look around at each other and look at it. None of us looks the same. Even I had one year, a set of twins in my identical twins in my classroom. And they were even different. And like they didn't look totally different. Sometimes I call them the wrong names. But they were different in their personalities and their abilities and their gifts. All of us are different and all of us has a purpose. And so I think is one of the most important things that we can instill in our students is that they have different gifts and that there are different kinds of smart. Being smart doesn't mean that you just get A's on your report card. Like there are different kinds of smart. There are kids that maybe don't get A's on report cards, but that can like problem solve so well. Or like, I remember I had a student one year that like could build the most like exquisite things during indoor recess time. And I was like, that right there is a gift. Like his spatial, like, what is that? Spatial awareness. I don't remember what that's called, but like his ability to see things and build them, like that is a gift. That's a smartness. Like there are different kinds of smart. And the most important thing, like as we've talked about a little bit so far in this podcast about like controlling the things we can control. We have to teach kids that the most important thing that they do is to be the best them. Like that they need to be the best you that you can be. And the same thing for us as teachers. I think a lot of times we get in this comparison trap of like, well, I'm not like so-and-so or so-and-so. Like the person next to me puts on like exquisite room transformations. And that's just like, I can't seem to do that as well. Or like they do all these really fun like activities and crafts. And I don't do like, we can get into this trap of being like, I'm not like them. And like, I don't think you were made to be. Yes, we can learn from each other. We can grow and we can become a better version of ourselves. But that's the most important thing that we can teach students is that everyone is truly created uniquely and there's no one else like you that we need you. Like, we need each of the students, and we need, when I say you too, like, we need you as a teacher. Like, I believe that, like, your heart and your gifts and your personality is what your students need best. Like, there's a reason why your students were placed in your classroom. It's because they need you. You are the best teacher for them. Even when you feel like you don't have all the answers, and it's okay, but you are the best teacher for them. And I think students need to realize too that there's no one else like them. Every student has different gifts, different skills, different strengths, and different personalities. One of my core beliefs as a teacher is that every student is of great worth, is wonderfully diverse, and is capable of success. Every student can have success, and that doesn't mean all A's on a report card. Like, I'm very passionate about this, is that, like, I remember when I would have parent-teacher conferences, and I would tell my parents, this report card is just one tiny snapshot of your child. This is not defining who they are. This is not explaining everything about who they are, or even showing all the areas they're gifted in. This is just showing a number, a letter for a grade of a subject. So it's so important that we remember as teachers, yes, we are teaching them reading, writing, math, science, social studies, like, we're teaching them all these things, but students are more than academics. You are more than academics. You are more than a teacher. And so it's so important to do that. So as we get to the end of the school year, and we get into this, like, end of the year awards season, I feel like. I remember as a first grade teacher, one of my first years kind of looking and realizing, like, I was trying to find end of the year awards that were more than just academics and more than just, like, the perfect attendance award and things like that. Because I remember, like, going into that core belief of, like, every student is of great worth, is wonderfully diverse and is capable of success and has different kinds of smart. And, you know, everyone's different, and different is the beauty of life. Just celebrating that. And so at the end of the year, I couldn't find them at the time. This is back, like, I don't know, 2010, 2011. And so I made my own. I made my own up and I made them all specifically with the student in mind of what their specific gift was. And I made them animal themed, and I'm a little bit punny. I like puns. I like animals stuff. There was a whole reason why I was a first grade teacher, and created them. And I remember a friend being like, you should sell these. Like, you should sell these. I was like, no, who else is going to use them? Well, I did. I put them up on Teachers Pay Teachers, and they are, I just looked, actually, I realized 10 years ago is when I put them up on Teachers Pay Teachers in 2014, I believe, is when I did them. And they are, to this day, still my number one bestseller in my Teachers Pay Teachers store. And I think it is because there is such a need to celebrate more than academics. And I'm just going to encourage you, not saying that you go out and buy my awards or you have to use my awards. You don't. But as you're thinking about the end of the year and celebrating your students, to remember that I think one of the greatest gifts that we have as teachers is helping students discover the gift of who they are, of the gifts that they have, of helping them even just discover what they're passionate about and what they're gifted. See, you have this unique ability as a teacher to see things in students. You get to spend 180 days with them to see where they are uniquely wired and gifted. I'm going to just read off a couple of the different awards to get your mind thinking about different ways that we can celebrate students as we look to the end of the year. But here are some of the different awards. And remember, they're all animal themed. And there are some academic ones, because there are some kids, like, there was one little boy in my classroom one year that was, like, so brilliant in math. Like, he just had a gift with numbers. And that's a gift. That's a gift that I did not get either. But that's okay. Again, there's a reason why I was a first grade teacher. But we all have different gifts and different areas. But here are some of the awards. There's 55 different awards in my end of the year resources. And here's just a couple of them. There's an ant award, like a bug ant. And the award is for being a hard worker that never gives up, even when the task seems difficult. There's a beaver award for being a friend that builds up others and encourages them with kind words. There's a cheetah award for your strength and speed as an athlete. There's an eagle award for having a sharp eye for detail and wanting to always understand how and why things work. There's a jellyfish award for being a person of integrity who is transparent, honest, and trustworthy in all things. There's a lion award for being a great leader with a passionate heart. There's a parrot award for your bright, bold, and outgoing personality that allows you to easily make new friends. And there's a spider award for your ability to spin together great stories that captivate readers and listeners. And so just an idea, as we would set up our end of the year award, I kind of kept it simple. You know, you have like so many things at the end of the year too. There's just like end of the year is like, oh, I should do a podcast on this episode or a podcast episode about this sometime, just about how to survive the end of the year, because there's just so much extra things going on at the end of the year. But we would have it usually on the last day of school, and I would roll out a red carpet. And by red carpet, I mean, I would go get some red bulletin board, butcher paper. Keeping it simple is beautiful. And especially I feel like in the younger grades, it's the simple things that like often make the most impact. So I would roll it down the middle of our classroom. We would set up the seats, kind of like a little like auditorium audience. And I would go up and we talk again about how everyone is different and different is the beauty of life. And I would have these awards, and I would always read the award first without saying who the recipient was. And I loved that, like our classroom was just always like this beautiful, like little school family. I mean, when you spend 180 days together, right? Like you get to know each other so well. And the kids would start guessing, like they knew who the award was going to be for. And then that student would come up and everyone would be cheering and so excited. And I'd give them an award and give them like an official handshake and just tell them how proud I was of them. And they'd go back to their seats. But it was so cool to see that like every child got an award, and it was celebrating a different area that they are gifted in that was more than just academics. And again, there's an award in there that's a shark award for their fierce science skills. Like there are kids that are gifted in that, but I think like what a privilege. I always saw it as like what a privilege as a teacher that I get to speak truth into a child's life for 180 days to help them see who they were created to be, what their unique gifts are. So if you are looking for any end of the year awards, I will put the link to my end of the year awards. They're editable. They're really easy to use. There's 55 different ones of them that you can pick from. I just read a couple of them for you now, but you can go to the link in the show notes to head to my end of year awards, or head to my website, foxwellforest.com, and it's /end-, like the little dash, end of the year awards with like a dash in each of them. You can go there and see them as well. But yeah, I'm just so passionate about, again, everyone is different and different is the beauty of life. And that applies not only for students, for teachers as well. Like I said, you have a gift. You have been your student's teacher for a reason. They needed your heart. And I honestly believe too that you needed them to continue to become who you are meant to be and to be the best version of who you are. So friends, as we wrap up this Lessons Learned episode of Lessons Learned, just encourage you again, as you think about the end of the year, just to remember to celebrate more than academics, to continue. You have a couple more weeks left, depending on where you teach. I know different states go different, you know, to different points of the year. Some of you are done in May, some of you are done in June. Either way, you will get there. The end is coming. But again, just to think about, again, like you still have so many days left to speak truth into your students' lives before they go to summer and go to the next grade. But I cannot thank you enough for all that you do each and every day for your students. You are a difference maker. I'm trying to remind you that you are not alone in this. It is possible to calm the chaos in our hearts and in our lives and classrooms so that we can thrive and not just merely survive the season God has us in. So friend, continue to put that grace on. And remember, you are doing a good job. And thank you again for joining me for today's lesson. I'm always so honored to get to spend this time with you. This is so fun. I'm really enjoying it. I hope you are too. If you haven't yet, please hit the follow or subscribe button in whatever platform you are listening to so that you don't miss out on any new episodes. We have some really great episodes that are going to be coming out soon. They come out on the first and third Monday of every month. And if you haven't yet, would you please do me a favor and hit the rate and write a review too for the podcast? There's just a couple of them have come in. They have just meant so much to me. Also helped just get the word spread out about this podcast. And if you have a friend that is thinking about end of the year awards and thinking about the end of the year and just how to celebrate more than academics, would you please share this with them? I would just be so honored. But thank you again, friend, for spending this time with me. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll look forward to our time together on the next episode of Lessons Learned.